Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
What's up? Fred, hello!
Hey, guys.
Hello!
Hey.
What's going on? Are you on fire?
People need to chillax.
Mike Francesa appears to rip fought while ripping Adam Gase.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go Red Sox!
Hit me like a bomb,
go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb.
Wall dick, well, yeah.
She made out with my dad.
Hello! Welcome to the show.
Ram-a-lama, ding-dong, rock and roll is king.
Feds want to talk to you. Rick, Sergeant Saunders.
Thank you for coming so quickly.
Whatever it is, I didn't do it.
It tells me you're familiar with this area.
Yeah, why?
So, I am White Hat. At exactly 2:45, I am seen by the surveillance videos outside the Forum restaurant, okay? Now, Sergeant, as you can see, we've recreated the Boylston Street crime scene. Now, let's move left of boom.
Left of what?
Left of boom. Left of the explosions. We need to trace them backwards. You know this street, right?
Yeah, now I know what you're doing. That's the finish line, yeah. All right, so where's he at 244? Who can see it? It's got to be Crate and Barrel.
Crate and Barrel? Anybody?
Checking Crate and Barrel.
Come on, Clark. Where else?
Give me a minute, all right? Let me think. Across the street, Vanderbilt. No. Okay. That kid stole a purse from Solas. He ran into Pete's. I got it. Back Bay Social Club. Teddy put new patio cameras last year.
Back Bay Social Club.
Searching Back Bay Social Club. Still not clear enough for facial recognition.
All right. Keep going. 2:42 p.m. Whiskey Steakhouse.
Whiskey Steakhouse.
Whiskey Steakhouse. Got him. 2:37.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good morning. That was the Donnie Wahlberg or Mark Wahlberg. Telling everyone that he knew the street of Boylston Street in Back
I
Bay.
I shall dub that the worst movie scene of all time.
He knew the Whiskey Pete's, Crate and Barrel.
It's the Whiskey Steakhouse, friend, which no one calls it Whiskey Steakhouse. It's Whiskey's.
Do they serve food?
Yeah, like nachos and bar food, yeah.
I didn't know it was a steakhouse.
Well, I mean, it's according very, to
well,
him,
listen, to me, it's a foreign idea. It's a steakhouse. Well,
that is one of the all-time most unbelievable scenes that you can't believe made it into a film. So that is from, of course, the movie Patriots Day, where Mark Wahlberg plays a guy who's totally Boston. He collects baseball cards when he's not like going against the rules. And the reason he was suspended was because he did things his own way, because he lives on the edge. But he's so good, they had to bring him back. And somehow he's at every major point of drama that happened during the entire marathon bombing situation. Not only was he at the finish line when the bomb went off, but he also happened to be the guy that found him in the boat all the way in Watertown. Just jurisdictions all over the place. Just jumping jurisdictions. A character, by the way, that they had to create in order to make sure that he was the hero in every single situation. But that scene of all of them was the best. So what happened is, in the movie, just like in real life, they ended up having a... the FBI had this warehouse set up, I believe it was over by the seaport, and they had everything mapped out on the ground, and they're like, oh man, we need somebody who knows the streets, somebody who knows Boylston Street. go get me Tommy Saunders. Now, Tommy Saunders, which is Mark Wahlberg's character, is all the way on the other side of town. They have to call him in. So Tommy Saunders comes in on his motorcycle all the way from across town and gets here. He's like, what do you want? What do you want from me? He goes, we heard you know the streets. Yeah. He's like, what did I do wrong? I promise I didn't do it. He goes, of course you think you did something wrong because you live on the edge. And so he shows up and they go, we need you to know, tell us what's going on here on Boylston Street. And he goes, oh man, let me think for a second. Yeah, like what's right here next to where boom happened? And he goes, oh, let me think. Oh, yeah. Oh, Solas. Yeah, yeah. A guy stole a purse of Solas. Like, Solas, look it up. Come on, Tommy. We need more. Oh, what's next to it? And the whole time I'm thinking to myself, you have 1,000 pictures in front of you from the crime scene. Can't you just, A, look at the pictures, B, go on Google Maps to find out what businesses are next to each other, or C, ask anybody in that room, because Boylston Street might be the most famous and photographed street in all of Boston. But no, only Tommy Saunders is the one that knows the streets and knows the mispronounces and doesn't know the actual name of all of the restaurants anyway, like Whiskey Steakhouse. Oh man, that is just the all-time greatest awful movie scene that I can't believe actually made Final Cut. How people weren't laughing while that was going on. Like, how people weren't laughing as it was being filmed. The, like, local extras is just insane to me.
Well, there you go. Not a good scene. He knew the restaurants that were on the course of the marathon, the mysterious street of Boylston here in Boston, Massachusetts. So today was going to be the marathon. Is that why we are playing that?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Today's okay. Marathon so, Monday. Yeah.
Today's marathon. Well, I mean, every I didn't even know today was for sure Monday. I mean, I didn't know. Is anyone else just completely their nose is full of blood? At every time of the day, just
no.
Completely full of blood because you're at home,
in no.
Your inside.
No.
Oh no, no, I just have a constant bloody nose, like from being at home. It's disgusting.
Is it because the heat on at night? Is it because the heat or the air on it?
I would assume that it's from being inside. That's what my assumption would be. Because on Saturday, I mean, Lord knows that, there was adventures to be had outside. There were people west, I guess, that could make snowmen. But I was not in a situation where I could make snowmen. But there was snow on the ground, which was very exciting. Things are starting to fall apart around here. And so... things are starting to fall apart.
Yeah.
The virus has taken its toll, and the quarantine has taken its toll. Things are starting to fall apart.
Nope, but as far as the nose, you know, if you're this time of year is hell for people like me and you who have allergies, and so I take this stuff that's like Zyrtec D or Claritin D. It's like a decongestant that helps you breathe during all of this because it absolutely sucks when the trees and everything start blooming. So we're at a point now where everyone's quarantined, where you can call your doctor and have your prescriptions sent to you. So if let's say I just had surgery. Or whatever, and I need to take oxycodone or something like that. Like
hell
that
yeah.
can be sent to me through the mail right now.
There you
like
go,
narcotics
baby.
Can be sent through the mail to me.
There
right
you
now.
Go. Now you're talking.
However, for Claritin D, an allergy medication, it cannot be sent through the mail. You have to physically go in to the pharmacy and still show them your ID so you don't buy too much allergy medicine.
Hey,
and it
Matt.
Would take like a million pills in order to make meth from it. Yet yeah. Yet you can't get it through the mail. So I spent all Friday like on the phone with even my dad. I was like, okay, so maybe my doctor can call the CVS and like write a prescription for the decongestant. Nope, not allowed to do it. So you can get the strongest drug sent to you, but because it's stupid meth heads, which you'd have to buy a million cases of this stuff in order to make any kind of effective meth, apparently, I have to physically go to the CVS and get and go in and get and show them my ID so I can get allergy medicine.
There's no one in the CVS. You're all right. You'll be fine.
Well, I'm going to be taking a lesser one now. The cruddy little ones that
the knockoff.
No, not the knockoff. The one that's not the D. Just the regular Claritin stuff, which you can order actually online. Which
you will not go to the pharmacy.
No, I will not go to the pharmacy right now. It just means I won't have the decongestant part of it. I'm just getting the other part of it.
You could be in and out.
No, I don't want to. It's not worth it right now. I'll wheeze a little bit in order to not have to possibly get infected.
Go to the pharmacy?
Yeah.
Put a mask on. Go in, baby.
No, I just it's not worth it right now for me. It's such a stupid thing that they can't like drop that one. Like, I've always thought it was dumb because it's easier to buy bullets than it is to buy allergy medicine. You have to have this like ID thing that you constantly have to get checked for, and you can't buy more than.
But it would take you 10 seconds. Just go into the pharmacy and tell them
that
you want to buy it.
No, it's not worth it to me. It's not worth it to me right now. Like, I mean, it's not like I won't die without it. It just makes it.
No, but you're not
going
to die going to the pharmacy. I mean, people have to go to the pharmacy.
Well, I
mean,
listen, you could. By the way, we found out this weekend that Mary's mom is on. Her aunt is on oxygen. She's got the coronavirus.
Aye.
So that's something we found. She's in the hospital right now. She's not doing good. She's like, she's in her mid-60s.
Boy.
And not in the best of health, but we found that out. So she's, last I found out was Saturday night. Like yesterday, we didn't hear anything, which I don't know if that's good or bad news. But yeah, she contracted it, and she hasn't been doing anything crazy either. Like she's been basically doing what you're supposed to do besides going to the grocery store like everyone else, but she's been staying home. Like, and you know, she's like every 10 days goes to the grocery store and that's it, and she's got it. So the thing that stinks is that she's like quarantined with like five or I think it's six other people. It's a fairly big family that she has. So she's right now on oxygen in the hospital, and so we're keeping an eye on that. So, yeah, so every little bit, any kind of chance that I don't have to take, I'm not going to be taking right now.
You can go to the – believe me, you can go to the pharmacy. You'll be all right.
It's not worth it to me.
All right. Well, if you got allergies, take the medicine.
I'm taking a lesser medicine. It's not worth it to me.
You pop in, you pop out. That's all. I mean, I've had to go to the pharmacy, buy Easter candy. All right, what's coming up, Rich?
Well, we've got a little bit of draft nuggets being thrown out there. There is a narrative that is getting a lot more heat about the Patriots actually doing something significant in the first round.
All right, we will find out about what's going on with that in just a moment.
Dutcher and Rich.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050. Or gamblinghelplinema.org.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's a lot of fun, right? You're having fun.
Dutcher and Rich, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed, it's Dutcher and Rich.
What happened last night? Well, at least there's a lot of commercials. We are 98.5 The Sports Hub. Don't get out of your seat. At least we got that going for ourselves. I'm like, I heard Dan, and I'm like, what's going on? So I guess, John, what they're saying to us is don't leave your chair.
I was trying to tell you, like, all right, we're coming back here, and you're like, what? I'm like, yep,
and I'm like, what's going on? Okay, so apparently we're coming back. I saw Rich retweet something from Pitbull. Said, wake up, don't sleep. This is deep, deeper than a virus. This is about freedom or free dumb. The choice is yours. Educate yourself. God bless. Stay blessed. But the picture of him I don't understand how this is supposed to make him look good. He's he's playing pool, and he's very short and bald, and he has his apparently there was a tuxedo on at some point, right? Wouldn't you say, Rich?
There was a what? I'm sorry.
A tuxedo on at some point.
Oh, well, you could tell that because he's got the tuxedo tie, but it's unbuttoned.
Later in the evening.
You can't have that made correctly. No.
Yeah, it's later in the evening, and he has decided to leave the ball and go play pool. So,
what does he mean?
Like, I don't quite know.
These are words. Like, I'm reading it. Like, these are just words. They don't really mean anything when thrown together.
I think that he means free, because it's freedom, like you would say freedom, or freedom with a B. The choice is yours. Educate yourself. I don't know what we're. I mean, I assume he's saying to stay inside.
But do we know that?
I don't know because he's out and about. He's playing pool.
He's playing pool with a group of women in the background.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, he's just he's God, is Pitbull fascinating? He's like the most fascinating person because there's like literally no talent there, and he's not good looking. He's uglier than me. If you put me and Pitbull in a room and Pitbull was not Pitbull, I think that I get the girl. I don't think I'm insane for saying that. I think that I get the girl. I have hair. I'm about a foot taller than him.
He's kind of muscular, though.
Rich, I'm going to question that. I don't know exactly how muscular he is.
His clothes are tight enough where you can tell he's pretty toned up.
Okay, well, he's toned up.
Or they're just tight.
But if you're a girl, see, a problem that a lot of girls have is that they will not sleep with someone who is shorter than them. And I certainly know this to be the case with a lot of women. So if you are over the height of 5'5", you are not going to be with Pitbull. This is going to be someone that you do not want to sleep with. So again, I am no, I'm no debonair fella. But I will tell you this, Rich, is that
you're no Mr. Worldwide.
I am not Mr. Worldwide. But I'm telling you, I mean, this picture is not compelling. It's not something. It's not something I would put on the internet if I was him trying to be like sexy. But I will say this, Rich. I will say this definitively. Mm-hmm. If you put us both in a vacuum, and you put us both in the pool hall, late night, where we're, keeping it responsible.
And we both have the tie untied.
Yeah. Like I'm saying that I get more girls.
Well, I got more chest hair than him, so I've got that going for me. He's got nothing there. He's like a dolphin.
He used to have chest hair, but then he's obviously had that removed. All right, what's going on?
All right, well, the week is finally here. This Thursday, we get our first virtual, totally futuristic NFL draft. And this Tua to the Patriots rumor, it's starting to be a thing now. Peter King, in his newest writing for whatever Peter King writes for now, has the Patriots
sweet,
trading...
Beer from tiny breweries.
Is he writing for Scholastic magazine? Is that what it is? Is right next to Goofus and Gallant, you've got the old Peter King article. I honestly don't know it. I'm not trying to be a smartass. I don't know who he writes for now.
Scholastic magazine. That's a pediatrician. That is in the lobby of a pediatrician.
You get your teeth cleaned.
That is absolutely what the case is.
Well, he has the Patriots trading up for Tua on Thursday. He says they're going to do that even if it means throwing in next year's first rounder. He thinks it would be a risk but worth taking for the Patriots. He also reports that Joe Tooney and the Patriots haven't been close when it comes to ironing out an extension. And with the team already fairly tight against the salary cap, his future with the team bears watching. As in, if a guard needy team is willing to deal, let's say, a second or high third rounder to help fill in the Patriots draft board, that would be something that Belichick would seriously consider. Here is Ben Volen. What's that?
Of course.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Yes, they would like a second-round pick.
Yeah, the more you read stuff over the weekend, the more they're not going to settle between. I think the first third-round pick is 97, and everything I read tells me there are a lot of good players between 23 and 97. This is a very deep draft, so they're not going to let the second round go by without getting involved, whether that means trading Tooney or trading back one or the other.
Yeah. So, I mean, they're – you have a commodity that you're paying to, you know, that is there is no one listening today. But you have a commodity that is a – we might as well just be talking on the phone. But the you have a commodity that is under the franchise tag. And obviously you could – I mean, that's a trading tool. I mean, there's no doubt about it. But, okay, Ben Volen, go ahead.
Yeah, he had this take on the whole Tua deal.
I think they're going to keep an eye on Tua. Belichick obviously has a very close relationship with Nick Saban. And if Tua starts to slip a little bit, you know, reading all the scouting reports on Tua, I think he's a pinpoint, accurate passer, a guy who makes the right decisions. I think the Patriots might be in play for Tua.
Now, okay. If you're saying that
means moving so far up in the draft –
Peter King has the Patriots taking Tua at 13.
Okay, well, that's not happening. Because if I'm a team, you know how quarterback needy teams are. And so you have Burrow's number one. I would assume that Herbert then is in the top five.
Yeah, the wisdom has been the last two or three weeks that the Dolphins like Herbert better than Tua, so they would take him, whether it be five or three or whatever it is.
Okay,
yeah.
So fantastic. But if you think that a quarterback like Tua is going to slip to the 13, you're out of your mind. There's absolutely no way. And I don't know how they trade up for him. I mean, what do? I'm going to trade a guard.
And next year's first, and you throw in one of your thirds, and maybe that's enough to get you close.
But do you think I want next year's first? Is it because, I mean, how often does that happen?
Well, Peter King theorizes how often does a franchise quarterback fall into the Patriots' lap either?
No, I understand, but it's not falling into their lap. I mean,
he
theorizes
they
take him at 13.
It's not realistic at all.
No,
it's like
and
a
the
5%
Jets pick at 11.
Chance.
Good. Trade with the Jets at 11. They won't. Well, I hope the Jets take Tua just to screw them and then trade them to someone else.
Well,
but if you think you're going to get Tua at 13, I think that you are trying to sell newspapers at this point.
I agree with you. I mean, you always see that these guys end up going so high. And on top of that, if you're saying to yourself, well, this Tua, you know, might be a dynamic player with an injury history, but how did he do in the Wonderlic? The answer is not very well, unfortunately. The Athletic released the scores of some of the most notable quarterbacks in this year's draft, and where Jake Fromm got a 35 and Joe Burrow got a 34, Tua got a 13.
Well, no, wait a minute. Apparently those numbers are wrong. Apparently it was a 19. They redid it.
They redid it? Okay. Well,
no, they didn't redo it, but I mean, the first report was erroneous. Plus, I don't think the Wonderlic really matters.
No, the Wonderlic doesn't matter at all,
but
it's funny.
I mean, you know who else got a 13 on the Wonderlic? That would be the reigning MVP, Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
But then again, that's leaked out there by Ernie Adams just to get
word on Jackson coming out was that, remember, Burt was getting a lot of crap because he was saying that Jackson's dumb. And that, like, people were going, oh, you're racist because you're saying Jackson's dumb. But the whole book on him coming out was that he was stupid. Him and there was a white quarterback, too. The two of them were supposed to be super dumb. Oh, Josh Allen.
Okay.
So the two of them were supposed to be super dumb, but then But Burt was afraid to say that he thought he was dumb because he got such blowback.
No.
Blowback.
The Wonderlic doesn't matter at all. Remember how much fun we made of Morris Claiborne for getting a 3? Seven-year starter in the league or something like that?
He doesn't need to know anything. But the funny thing about that is just LSU. Went to college and had a 3 on the Wonderlic.
Yeah,
well, obviously
went to college,
didn't try.
In quotes.
Well, he did. He obviously wasn't trying. I mean, you can't. I find it very difficult to believe if you are someone who can read that you would get a 3 on the Wonderlic unless you just wrote your name on it and left. I mean, you would have to be someone who couldn't read or write.
Well, the Patriots have also been linked to Utah State Jordan Love and Florida International's James Morgan, who both had solid scores in the 20s. Jordan Love was a 27. James Morgan was a 23. Just for comparison, Jarrett Stidham got a 26 on his Wonderlic, but then again, Brady got a 33, so they can all suck it comparatively. So there you go. But no matter what,
Michigan, baby. University of Michigan, very difficult academic school.
That is
true. You're not coming out, and especially when you're an unheralded player, you're coming out of there with some knowledge in your head. I'll tell you that.
But no matter what, Goodell says he's going full speed ahead with this week's draft, and that it was a good idea in the first place.
Well, for a variety of reasons. One is, as you know, it's important to have normalcy. It's important to continue on schedule as best as you can. We've obviously modified our schedule several times. Our off-season training is different. The draft itself will be different because it's no longer a live event. We're doing it within regulations from state to state, local regulations and federal regulations. And so we're doing this in a way that I think demonstrates that you can continue to do what we need to do in this country
it out,
and
boy.
Do it safely.
Come on now.
Oh, man. He's got to be happy. It's the first time he won't be booed when he comes out and makes the announcements.
Yeah, he might
year.
Be virtually booed via the Zoom.
Right, just by emoji.
I mean, that is a long explanation of having the draft. Mm-hmm. I don't think anyone is overly, outside of the football teams, is overly pissed off that the draft is happening. And the wonders of technology that will be taken. to get the draft happening. So you're saying there won't be rotary phones on the tables for the teams to make? How are you going to possibly make this work? Jesus, there, Roger Goodell. How are you going to possibly do this via the internet? I don't know. This is going to be a very, very strange draft in that it won't be strange at all, in that it will be like anything else in the world. But, Rich, what do we have coming up? I got to ask you that question.
Well, Bill O'Brien,
as it is 6:30.
It is.
And it's time for another 2-minute break. So if you could, Rich, enlighten me on what we can stretch out to be the longest break possible as we, on this Marathon Monday, where there is literally no one on the streets, and I have not heard a car yet. If you could please, during the pandemic, if you could please, Rich, tell me what we will mindlessly talk about in 2 minutes from now. What will that be?
Bill O'Brien says, stop being mean to me about the DeAndre Hopkins trade. And Brad Marchand, unfortunately, with some bad news about the season returning.
All right. Well, we will be back in 10 seconds.
98.5, the Sports Hub. Touch your in.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here, 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
Toucher.
Our only concern is your condition.
Rich.
This guy is a piece of work, huh?
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Now, I follow Pasta Joe on the internet there on the Twitter. And he has, he liked a, I like that I now get the likes from people. That if they like something, it's put right there on my internet screen. But there is Julian Edelman. And he says, some people want it to happen. Some wish it could happen. Others make it happen. Hashtag Air Julian. And there is a photo as if he could, I don't know if it's real.
No,
I
it's mean, Photoshop. It's okay. Obviously a Photoshop. Yeah.
Okay, all right. Because he is very high off the ground. And there is him next to Michael Jordan. Is Julian Edelman one of the most annoying human beings on the planet right now?
Fred, I want you to save that because I have something special for you.
Okay,
later on the show.
Because Pasta Joe seemed to really enjoy this Photoshop in that it came onto my computer screen. So as we, man to man, Rich, you and I, as we sit here and speak to each other in a vacuum of nothing, we, I am looking at the screen, and as alive as day, there is a photo of Julian Edelman dunking the ball over the field goal post. And then there, next to it right there is the famous Jordan dunk contest from the free throw line, where he really wasn't from the free throw line. He actually was a little, he didn't take off at the right place. He was no Julius Irving. But I will tell you that, Rich, it is the light of day. As true as the sun's rising right now, I see Julian Edelman. Pasta Joe just liked it. Yeah. He just thought it was the greatest. He went and he saw it, and he goes, I'm going to hit the like button. And then I'm going to have this show up on Fred Tutcher's screen. And so there you go. And that's how the world works.
That's just the Julian way. He just ties himself in with whatever's going on right now.
That's right. And into great success. it's always working out for him. He is so famous.
As I said, save your take. I've got something special for
you. Because Pasta Joe, I'll have you know, Rich, liked it enough. When was the last time you liked something on Twitter?
You know what? I don't like anything on
Twitter. No one does, ever. My kids do. They get, like, but they're not on Twitter. They're on whatever the hell other things they're on. But they're like it. And I'm like, when was the last time? What are you as an adult liking something? Like, why do you like it? I mean, unless it's at Fred Tutcher on Instagram, where every like gets at least a cash prize. There is, I don't quite know what's going on, but here we are, Julian Edelman, just short of 10,000 likes for his Photoshop, which you're telling me is
himself into the
Photoshop.
Jordan documentary, which, you know, that's, he knew everyone was talking about that. He goes, I want some of that. Give me some of that attention.
He's, Rich, I'm going to say, not a lot of things going on with him that would be interesting. If I could go out on a limb, he has, you know, sold Brady shirts. Even the who was the guy that we had on, the stupid tight end that didn't say anything? He
Matt Lacoste.
He even was. I mean, he had to laugh at Julian Edelman, and not a lot of things that he's doing in his life that are overly interesting. Just putting a Photoshop of you dunking that Pasta Joe liked. All right, I digress. Go ahead.
Did you watch any of that? We'll talk about it a little bit later on, but did you watch any of the Jordan documentary last night?
No.
Okay, so it's like it was the most hyped thing ever, and the reason being, obviously, is because it's something new and it's sports. And dude, it was great.
It was fantastic.
It was really good. I wasn't expecting to like it half as much as I did, but it was one of the, you know, how we were busting on it, like, you know, what one subject could you possibly have a 10-hour documentary on and you'd be interested?
2 hours flew by, Fred. Really?
This is it. Yeah. It was, and it's because it's based around just one season. It's around that last season. Now, they obviously go back to old footage and they do that, but seeing that the narrative is we're going to film this season where Phil Jackson was told by the GM that he's not going to be with them after this year, that the whole Scottie Pippen injury and like him, you know, trying to get more money, the GM being somewhat
the GM
of a
being
dick.
A fat guy, and then them saying that he was, I know the story, I know some of the story, but that he was just grew up like a fat, like little guy that always had this like chip on his shoulder. Yeah,
he's a little weasel. Yeah,
yeah.
And then what's his name?
Jerry Krause.
Jerry Krause. Yeah.
Yeah. They did him wrong in the documentary, though. I mean, that's the one thing. I mean, they made him look like a total a-hole, and he might have been.
Apparently, he's not the biggest a-hole of this thing. Apparently, Isaiah Thomas, the first one, man, looks really bad as we move along. Yeah.
And by the way, Jerry Krause always looks like he just sniffed a fart. He's got that thing with his face.
Well, he probably did.
Right nostrils always up.
I mean, Jerry Krause probably did. I mean, you have to assume if he's walking around in his own, basking in his own scent, that he is absolutely smelling his own farts.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's no question. It's just the whole time, it's like the right nostril's like up. It's suspiciously up. Like,
well, I mean, you know, Rich, you know, some people, they like the fragrance of their own bodily functions.
They do. We'll get into that a little bit later on. But it was, I mean, I would color me impressed. I did not think I was going to enjoy it half as much as I did. But, I mean, I wanted to go right to episode 3 as soon as 2 was done.
Good luck. You're going to have to wait until Thursday.
You got to wait. Or Thursday, is that right?
I thought it was Sunday. I'm sorry. Yeah, Sunday. I apologize. I think the days are obviously so much different that I have to tell you that it is on Sunday. So you're going to have to wait. Numerous New Girls in a row as I have been revisiting the series. Go ahead.
Everyone's trying to figure out when we're going to get real sports back. ESPN must have been so damn happy that they were able to air something that people were watching. I know.
It's the whole first page of the website.
Oh yeah,
I pull up ESPN every morning, and the entire, because you know on the top it usually has if you are not a loser, if you have ESPN Plus. They have the games of the teams that you would watch. Like, you know, understand? Like, they would have, like, the Cardinals game up here. But since that is not happening, what they have is nothing. And then a whole page of the Jordan stuff. So, yes, they're very fortunate to have this Jordan thing rolling out right now.
Fred, after it was done, there was, 30 minutes of Scott Van Pelt talking to Jackie McMullen, other people, like writers during the time. It was basically a recap show. You know how, like, The Walking Dead used to do that? And, like,
Nerd Guy, yeah.
Yeah, and to be honest, I wanted to see it. I, like, wanted to hear what they had to say. I'm like, all right, this is pretty interesting. These guys
are behind the scenes stuff. Jackie McMullen is all over this. She had she wrote an article for ESPN about her relationship with Michael Jordan. She's right in the forefront, if I could be so bold, of this story. There you go.
So we'll get into a little bit of that later on, because there's some rare. I mean, they focused a lot on the Celtics in the second one, and it was just awesome. I mean,
the reason Isaiah Thomas is going to come off like a prick is that they walked off the court.
Because he is a prick. Because Isaiah Thomas is known as one of the biggest pricks in the NBA. Like Jerry Krause, you can actually – the one thing you can say about him is that guy, like, put that team together. And
but he couldn't handle it once he did.
Yeah.
That's the truth, but he doesn't get that credit.
Well, I mean, he drafted Jordan. I could have done that. Who was the first pick in that draft? Well, the center.
Hakeem Olajuwon.
Hakeem Olajuwon.
No, the second pick.
Sam Bowie.
Yeah, Sam Bowie.
Yeah, you got to take Sam Bowie. Now, do you want Jordan or do you want Olajuwon?
Oh, boy.
Back in the day, you probably would have said Olajuwon.
Both of them are Hall of Famers. I mean,
But who's – do you want Olajuwon or do you want Jordan? If I'm a capable general manager, and since we're just sitting here shooting the
breeze,
do you want Olajuwon or Jordan?
Looking back, obviously Jordan, but back then getting a big guy was most important. Looking back, yes.
Oh, looking back, yeah. He's the greatest of all time. There's no question. Of course, you.
I don't know if I'm a capable gen. If you have Olajuwon with Pippen,
knowing what you know now,
hang on a second though. If you could make an argument, if I have Pippen and Olajuwon, am I better than if I have Jordan and Pippen?
No, you're not.
No.
Okay. Because Olajuwon is a force of nature.
Yes, he's one of the best big guys in the history of the league, but looking back, it's Jordan.
Well, you're wrong.
Okay.
Just Olajuwon's so good. It's just from playing NBA 2K.
He's so good. Okay.
Like him and Kareem. Just feed him.
Yeah.
Feed him. Let him go low. Jordan, you got to rely on mid-range jumpers.
I don't need that.
I need a kid down low who can rebound the ball. I don't need some guy taking mid-range jumpers from the elbow. Come on. Get out of here, kid. You're not making any. I mean, what do I want? I want 2 points. I want 3 points. You give me. I feed you in the paint, or are you taking threes from me?
Put it this way, Fred. After you watch this documentary, you're going to laugh at the pro LeBron being the greatest player of all time crowd.
No, I agree. No.
You watch this and you just go, what he was doing was absurd. There is a rookie montage, like when he was a rookie, that you're sitting there going, I don't think I've seen anything like that since then, when he was a rookie.
I was there. I had the first, I wish I still had him, I'd be a millionaire. I had the first Jordans on my feet in sixth grade as I went to country day school, and everyone commented on my shoes. And it was, but I remember fondly. I remember exactly what was going on as he was a rookie. It was in my sweet spot. I was like 11 years old, like 10, 11 years old. That's when you remember the most. That's when you care about it the most, you know? Songs, bands, girls, sports. I mean, that's right in your wheelhouse right there.
Fourth grade, that's all I wanted for Christmas was a pair of Air Jordans. And I remember it was like my mother like flipped out because she found out that Air Jordans, like a pair of sneakers, could be $40. And she couldn't believe it.
You were so poor. So you were just so disgustingly poor.
Pretty much. So that Christmas, I got, I think there were three things under the tree. I got like a pair of socks. I got like one cool like Transformer toy. And I got the Air Jordans. Like that was like the cool. That to this day is my favorite Christmas present that I ever got. And it was in the middle of basketball season. And there's this video of me looking like a dumbass at the next basketball game, thinking I could jump higher because I had my Air Jordans.
Oh, no, everyone did.
Springing around the court.
When you had the pumps.
Yeah.
You thought you could jump higher. Oh, yeah. I mean, $40. I mean, come on, Rich. Your mom's
got to
get it
together. That was hot. I mean, sneakers were never that expensive. Kids' sneakers.
She's got to get it together. I got them like there was nothing. I got them like yesterday's news. They couldn't get them on my feet fast enough. $40. I mean, come on. What kind of relationship is this?
A poor one.
Poor. White trash.
I bounced around in my tough skins at school wearing my Air Jordans.
If you had tough skins on at school, I would have made fun of you relentlessly.
Well,
there were
I went to a school of kids who wore tough skins, so we were part of a crew.
They were dirt road kids. There was this one street that was a dirt road, and like when they came to football practice, they had like rust colored water because it was the well water. And then the well had been, like, all rusty, and so they would come, and then they would wear tough skins, and we would mock them mercilessly, just constantly mock them, as tough skins were not even made with denim, Rich. It was like a what would you call that?
Plastic? Smooth plastic? I do know that they came with a bunch of patches.
Yeah, what would you call? Because I remember Brody's was a store in West Bloomfield, Michigan, and if you went to Brody's, it was like the side of Mr. Sid's, but it was just kids' clothes, and they had tough skins, and tough skins were made of polyester. Would you say they were polyester, Rich? Because they were almost vinyl-like.
It might be. I think they were a Sears product. Tough skins. I think that you.
It's hard to imagine Sears would lower themselves.
but you would buy the tough skins, and they would come with like a stack of patches.
Yes.
For when there was a hole in them, and you would iron them on there. And like my tough skins, I'd wear them for like a year and a half, even when I was too big for them. And we would just do patches everywhere every time there was a hole, and you could shoot a bullet at one of those patches, and nothing would go through it.
Yeah.
Okay. So real quick, they were made out of Dracon polyester.
Okay.
Yep. Nylon and very, very little cotton.
Okay, yeah. So they were not jeans. There was no denim.
They were made to look like jeans.
Sears guaranteed parents that their kids would outgrow them before they ever wore out.
By the way, Rich.
By the way, Rich, if you think they looked like denim, you, my friend, were living in a bubble. Because you could spot the Tufskins kid from a mile away. So there's yellow stitching, am I correct, in the tough skins?
I don't remember that. There might have been.
Okay, because if you think that you were getting away with tough skins and that I was looking at you like you were wearing a pair of Lees, You got something else coming to you, boy. Oh, no! Ay, ay, ay.
Wearing the tough skins of the day-old bread store.
Yeah, but you know, guys were super poor.
But you didn't know the difference.
You had too many kids. Your parents had too many kids.
No, just we lived in an area that, you know, everyone wore tough skins. It wasn't the
There was no Farmington Hills, Michigan, my friend. I can tell you that.
Kennesaw, Georgia is pretty far from that.
You weren't living in the extravagance of Farmington Hills, Michigan.
It's funny, Kennesaw now, like, there's a neighborhood that has $1 million houses. Like, it's like where it used to be.
You know how much my house is worth in Farmington Hills? $150,000.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, the
have
not
you been
my
on
but...
the Trulia or whatever the thing is? Yeah, $150,000. Where I grew up, that house.
Oh, well, my house that I grew up now, I think, just sold for like $110,000.
Okay, well, and so we're in the same ballpark.
Yeah, but, yeah. But like, there's Atlanta's... like down the street. It's one of those areas now that just the city got so damn big that now a place even like Kennesaw is becoming like too expensive to live.
Well, that's why Detroit is such a haven, is that the real estate mogul's dream is that the suburbs are booming there in Detroit, Michigan. All right. Well, now you know that Rich is very poor and he had to wear tough skins like an idiot. And you know that I was very, very rich. And that I had Michael Jordan Air Jordans, which was no stretch for my parents. Be right back.
98.5, The Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help Line MA.org.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Mike Palmer, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.